Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, here as always to talk about a toy of the week. Unless I didn't get anything that week, but I got so much stuff right now I gotta talk about that probably pretty good for the rest of the year. It's a little ridiculous. This week we're gonna look at the Transformers Generations Skybite and Roadbuster figures. Now, as a professional podcaster, and by that I mean somebody who is paid and also records a podcast, not one who gets paid for the podcast. Well, I guess technically. But the important thing is that I am ready and prepared and don't just rattle things off the top of my head or do things like have a tape measure in my hand to measure the size of a figure while we go just so I can tell you how big it is. So with that in mind, the Transformers Generations Voyager Skybite figure is about 8 inches tall. The figure has a big pointy hat, which you really can't go wrong with big pointy hats, and is significantly larger than the original Skybite toy as well as the Botcon Skybite toy from a few years ago. I'll turn this up a bit so I can hear myself better. There we go. And anyway, the figure has a fairly not intuitive transformation, but it wasn't quite the shell former nightmare that the original Cybershark Transmetals 2 mold, which was used for the original Robots in Disguise, Skybite had thousands of years ago. I want to say I got the original one, the Cybershark version, back in 1999? That sounds right. Either really late 98 or early 99. I want to say it was one of the first toys I got with the Hasbro logo on the box for Transformers, for Beast Wars. Had to have been 98 then. But anyway, it's a neat design, and I assume eventually we'll see this guy repainted in the Cybershark colors, and I'll probably buy one because I'm not that smart. But he's cool. In the comic books, he's sort of a poet, hangs out at a bar, and he's a Predacon here as a toy. He's a Cybertronian in the current comic books. His left hand is pretty ornate. It has the tail from the shark mode turns into sort of a claw. There's a button on it that fires a rocket out of the claw, and there's another button. Let me push it so you can hear it. Let's see if you can hear it. This will be interesting. No, that's no good. That's annoying. I'm not going to do that anymore. But it basically causes the tail to spin around a bit. Detail's really good. Lots of hoses and little bits and pieces of circuitry. You can see panels and all kinds of wires and cables and stuff. And it's pretty cool. And it has the hexagonal port on the back of the figure, sort of like some of the Dinobots for Age of Extinction for the Transformers Hasbro stands, which as far as I can tell, they're not selling in North America, but you can get them overseas. I think Hasbro Singapore is doing a promotion with them. I don't know how to get them here yet, though. The figure's right hand has an articulated thumb, as well as the rest of the hand being jointed, so it's a two-piece thing. The whole hand can swing in, but the meaty part of the hand and the fingers are all one piece. The thumb is a separate piece. And you can grip things. You can grip 5mm weapons if you like. If you got Energon weapons, B-Mog, Minicons, whatever floats your boat, you should be able to hold it because the adjustable fingers allow that sort of variety. The shark mode is basically just a shark. It's a nice-looking shark. Nothing wrong with it. Doesn't stand up on its own. No feet. So you'll wish you had a display stand. The tail still spins and shoots. The fins on the tail still move. The fins don't really move. They kind of hang off of his butt in robot mode. And it's a good toy overall for hanging out on your desk. I don't know if it's going to be a lot of fun to keep transforming. I had some difficulty massaging the panels in place, but I'm not the best at transforming the shell formers. So I guess the jury's still kind of out on this one. But it is a robot to have hanging around. I really like him. I think he's great. So I'm going to have him hanging out on the shelf with Jazz because of course I will. It's neat. I'd say go ahead and get one. The second figure in the set is Roadbuster. If you collect Transformers, you might know that Roadbuster and Whirl were originally developed by a different toy line, not Hasbro, not Takara. It was a different Japanese toy company. They brought them into the Transformers fold, which is what most Transformers toys were early on. It was just Hasbro came up with a brand name, or their people did, and they brought in Japanese toys under that banner to be Autobots and Decepticons and fight each other, which is why some characters don't have as prominent a presence in the Japanese line for nostalgia purposes, because they were originally developed by somebody from Bandai or other reasons. Roadbuster's one of those toys. He's pretty good. He's pretty simple. And he's a little weird. I've heard people tell me to take very special care to look at the shoulder joints because the plastic's very thin along the metal. And it sure is. I don't see any wear or tear or stress on mine, but he looks okay. The figure is about 7 inches tall, and he looks pretty good. He looks like Roadbuster. Bright orange chest, orange on his size of his legs, got some brown shins, green feet, green thighs, green arms, brown arms, lots of different colors here. But one of the things that makes him really unique is, just like Whirl, he feels like he was engineered and designed by somebody not usually doing Hasbro Transformers toys. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. I don't know. I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens me with its flying machines. And you're talking portable phone things. Is there demons in there? I don't know. I'm just a caveman. But what I do know is this toy has a sticker sheet, just like Whirl, and I hate it, just like Whirl. You don't have to put them on if you don't want to, but you have the option. Basically, every sticker, maybe there's one or two exceptions, needs to be carefully trimmed down because it doesn't fit where the instructions say it fits. They're like a millimeter or two too wide or tall, and you got to cut off some of the clear stuff to make them fit. I'm not really good with my hands to that extent, so for me it was a real challenge. I had an X-Acto knife, some scissors, and a really bright desk lamp I was directly under, and I was sweating bullets trying to get this thing cut down just right. And if I may toot my own horn, I think I did a pretty good job. I'm not usually very good at this because usually I twitch or I sneeze or something goes wrong and I ruin the stickers forever. This time I think I did a good job. And if you're not the kind of person who wants to futz with stickers, leave them off. The toy's still pretty good, but just leave them off. Or just put the Autobot symbol on, because do you really need a really, really tall, small sticker that says "Do Not Paint" or CA3811D? I don't know what that means. I'm guessing it's somebody's birthday. Good for you. Happy birthday. Maybe it's somebody's kid. I don't know. 38th day of November or something like that. You know, that's not a thing. Don't worry. But it's a good robot. Lots of moving parts. Joints are a little tight in spots. It's a little awkward getting them just right. But it's a nice figure. And it looks good. And, you know, depending on what you want to do with it, it's going to look good on a shelf. And the parts move pretty good. They kind of click a little bit. In some places they stick a tiny bit, but it hasn't been a problem for me yet. He has lots of 5mm ports on his legs, arms, even on either side of his head. And that's good because the figure is loaded with weapons. You get two mounted guns that have a joint on the back of it. Where's the other one? It's here somewhere. Like, I have all these things on my desk and I can't find it. There's too many toys on my desk. But let's say there's two of them. Okay, I'm going to panic when I'm done with this because I don't know where that gun is. I'm not going to get any work done until I figure it out. But he has got like a missile launcher that doesn't fire missiles, a missile launcher that does fire missiles. Oh, there's the other one. And they can all connect together between 5mm ports and sort of a, I don't know what the right term is, T-slot kind of a thing. There's a gun and there's a, the barrel has a, it's like Boba Fett's rocket pack from 1995. This is how bad I am with words. I can convey things in terms of other toys that you probably don't care about. But it's like that. And they fit together, and you get a really long gun that you can use with both hands or mount somewhere or make some giant human centipede gun that is neither human nor centipede because it's a gun and there's no people or bugs. But you get the idea. Transforming into Snap, the chest becomes the front of the car, basically. The legs flip around really nicely, and the feet kind of just rotate in really smoothly. It's surprisingly intuitive when you just start futzing with it. I didn't even consult the instructions, which I usually like to do just because I'm afraid I'm going to break something. But this one worked. And the robot mode's nice and big. The car mode's kind of small. I'd say it's about 5 inches long. So it's not as big as visually gee willikers impressive as some of the other Voyager toys, but it's cool and the wheels roll and it's sturdy and stable and it's not hard to do, which that's kind of where I like to be right now. I know some people love the Masterpiece toys because they're complicated. And I'm an adult and I'm special and I'm going to do this. I'm not saying you're not special. I bought some too and I quite like them. But I'm not very good at these things. And it takes me a long time. So when I can get a toy like this and I can transform it in a minute or less, I feel like I've accomplished something great today. And that's why I love Gears and Acid Storm and Swerve and Cosmos. Because they don't take a long time to change shape. And it's fun for me. I mean, as a kid, I had, they were all really simple. I mean, I'm so old. There was only one generation of Transformers when I was a child, and you wanted a Optimus Prime, there was one until a couple of years later, and they made a second one finally. So all those toys were just pull out the arms, pull out the legs, and blammo, you're done. And I like those days because, again, I'm old. I know the new ones are fancy, you know, 32 steps of transformation and 90 points of articulation, individually articulated fingers, and it's all really impressive. And they've done a really nice job with some of these things, but I'm lazy, and I like something that basically just works. And Roadbuster just works. Skybite works well too. Roadbuster works a little bit better. I'd recommend getting them. I think we have the set in stock as of today. We definitely have Gears and Acid Storm as of a few minutes ago because I just checked. And did I want to tell you anything else about these? They're good. There's not many other Voyager figures coming out this year, so if you like the bigger classic style Transformers, Jetfire is due any day now. And after him will be Brainstorm, who just had an interesting turn in the Transformers comic books. So if you're reading more than meets the eye, he shows up in the new one. I'm not going to say the number because I don't want to necessarily spoil it for you if you pick it up. But if you've been reading it, you already know what happened. If you haven't read it, it's worth keeping up with. Skybite seems to have been removed from the comic books lately. I don't know if I've seen Roadbuster in quite some time, but they're good and they're fun. And that's really what I'm all about, is having a good time. And I hope you are too. This is going nowhere. Just buy these two figures, they're great. I will see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends if you like the show. And if you don't like the show, you can tell someone you don't like that much. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.